بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, there is a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم where he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anyone who has, Allah said, kibr is my lihaf, kibr is my cloak. Anyone who tries to take from it will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means that anyone who has even the smallest atom's weight, a mustard seed size, kibr in his heart, will not enter Jannah. I just had a question this morning from one of my dearest friends and students, and he asked me, he translated kibr as pride. He said, this is what I read, but he said, I have achieved something, so I feel proud about that. I am a Muslim, I feel proud about the fact that I am a Muslim. So what happens to me? Do I go to Jannah or Jahannam? So I thought, let me explain this. The problem lies with the translations. Kibr is not pride. Kibr is arrogance. And it's very important to understand the difference between arrogance and pride. Pride is the foundation of confidence. Islam does not promote lack of confidence. Islam doesn't want a whole bunch of timid, apologetic Muslims scurrying around under tables. Islam wants Muslims to be proud and confident, but not arrogant. So what is pride? Pride is something which you feel good about as a result of what you have achieved. So if you have worked hard and you have achieved something, and you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has enabled me to achieve this. This is pride. This gives you confidence. Next step onwards, you have to take on a bigger challenge. You feel good about this. Yes, Alhamdulillah, I did this one. Now I can do the next one. Without confidence, you get nowhere. Right? Lack of confidence, diffidence, timidity, all of this is net negative, that doesn't produce any results. So you need to have pride. But pride in something which you have achieved. Now, one of the biggest problems of this is how we bring up our children. Many of you must have heard, small little girl comes and people will say, oh my God, wow, she's so beautiful and mashallah, she's like a fairy and she's like a princess and so on. Now, this thing over and over and over puts in the mind of this girl, oh, I'm so beautiful. Now, my point is, if you are beautiful, so what? What's your achievement in that? What did you do to be beautiful? Zero. Nothing. Similarly, for boys, oh, mashallah, look at him, how tall he has become. Nobody says this is a carbon positive chap. He is consuming more oxygen than he needs to. He has to eat more food than otherwise. Right? His output is useless because at the end of the day, you are not going to use him to to carry bricks in a construction site. So why must you have a son who is, 8 feet tall and 6 feet wide? What's the good of that? It's a waste of natural resources. Nobody will praise a small child who is short and say, mashallah, fantastic, beautiful use of natural resources. Very small input, lot of output. No, we have got used to this nonsensical way of living, and of praising things and putting into the minds of children to feel proud about something that is not their achievement. If Allah made you beautiful, or He made you strong, or He made you tall, or He made you short, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. You did nothing for that. So I always say, praise them for what they achieved. If they studied well, if they played a game well, if they have done something well, if they have made something, right, they ask good questions, they have good manners, they have good akhlaq. Praise this, because this is their achievement. So, Alhamdulillah, this is what you have achieved. Right? Now, we don't do that. So, we end up with this issue of arrogance. Now, the difference between pride and arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Iblis. What did Allah say? What did he say when he was ordered to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam? Ana khayru minhu. He said, I am better than him. This is arrogance. I am better than, why are you better than him? Because I am fair, because I am tall, because I am white, because I am black, because I am Hyderabadi or what? This does not make you better than anybody else. This is minallahi ta'ala. You did not choose to be born in the family that you were born in. So you were born in a particular family, because you were born in that family, because you were born in that country, you automatically got certain advantages in life. This had nothing whatsoever to do with you. These are just plain advantages in life because of the accident of birth, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided. You are, read Malcolm Gladwell's book called Outliers, right? He proves this statistically. Now, what you do with that is the issue. I was born in this family, so therefore certain things I got because I was born in this family, this became for me, it was standard, right? I didn't have to work for that, I didn't have to worry about it. What did I do with that? I went to school, you went to school. A boy who is born in Syria or is born in Sudan or who is born in Gambia also goes to school. But that boy walks 10 miles a day to school and 10 miles back. He walks barefoot. He carries his books on his back. Did I have to walk 10 miles? Did I have to walk barefoot? Did I have to carry my books on my back? So he also goes to school. Allah gave me material because thanks to the fact that I was born in such and such a family. But what did Allah give him? Allah gave him perseverance. Allah gave him courage. Allah gave him grit. Allah gave him toughness. So who is wealthier? Who is wealthier? What I have can be lost. One stroke, money is gone, and now suddenly you are equal to that guy, and that guy already has all of this stuff which you don't have. He has faced adversity, he knows what it feels like. So arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Iblis, wastakbara. Wa kana minal kafirin. Allah said he had takabbur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the examples of people who have kibur, who have takabbur, on what basis. Iblis is the first of them. And his kibur was racism. His kibur was, I am superior because Allah made me like this. Allah made me from khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. You made this man from clay. You made me from fire. Fire is superior to clay. But I said the other day, you want to put out fire and there is no water. What do you use? Clay. You use sand. You use the earth. Mud. So who's superior? So the point is, but he's saying, I am superior. Today we have this all over, right? People are racist. People think they are superior because of this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the example in the hellfire. People feel they are superior because they have power and authority. Allah gave us the example of Firaun. His thing was, I have power, I have authority, I am the king of this fantastic kingdom. So he said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. He said, I am the Rabb, I am God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the hellfire. Allah gave us the example of Qarun. His kibur, his pride, his arrogance was on the basis of wealth. He said, no, I earned this. People told him, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah that he gave you this wealth. He said, no. What thank Allah? I did this. It's my effort. It's my brains. It's my intelligence. It's my business acumen. It's the great deals that I made. It's my wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to be swallowed by the earth. So Allah gave us examples of people who showed kibr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us the example of Musa alayhi salam. Of course, if Musa alayhi salam, it was not kibar. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Musa alayhi salam, somebody asked him a question and they said, who is the biggest alim today? And Musa alayhi salam said, I am the biggest alim. Now, he is not saying this out of kibar. He is not saying this because he is mutakabbir. He is not, he is a Nabi of Allah, he is a Rasul, he is Sahibul Kitab. He is merely stating a fact, because as far as the ilm of the time is concerned, the Nabi of the time is automatically the biggest alim, because he is getting wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can claim to have better knowledge or bigger knowledge than the Nabi of the time. And so obviously Musa alayhi salam was the biggest alim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu wants to teach him and everybody else a lesson. Allah does not like these statements. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is somebody who has more knowledge than you. Musa alayhi salam immediately understands. He says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, who is this? I want to meet the person. Now Allah does not send Khidr to Musa. Allah sends Musa to Khidr. He said, go. Today we have this system where you have the Maulvi to come to your house to teach your child to read Quran Nazira. And then your child makes all kinds of excuses and nonsense and you send them. You know, my child, he is sleeping, he is lazy today, he doesn't want to study, all of this rubbish. The tartib, the akhlaq, is for the student to go to the teacher, not to call the teacher to your house. So Musa alayhi salam is sent to Khidr alayhi salam. And then of course we know Surah Al-Kahf, I have the whole story, I don't have to tell you the story here, we read it. So read that. Allah is showing Musa alayhi salam that no. I have given knowledge to different people in different ways. And you do not have all the knowledge. So, kibr is an outcome. The reason I am giving you all the examples is because kibr can be the outcome sometimes of things by themselves which are good. For example, you might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbi zidni ilma. Allah, this is the ayat of the Quran. Oh Allah, give me, increase me in knowledge. This is a dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to make. The only dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to make was this. Rabbi zidni ilma. Increase me in knowledge. So you might say, well, you know, what is so bad about knowledge? Knowledge is good, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who goes to seek knowledge, the malaika spread their wings under his feet. Even the ants in their nests and in their holes and the fish in the sea, they make dua of maghfirat for this person. So what is bad about knowledge? But knowledge can be one of the biggest problems. Iblis, what was his issue? Was also knowledge. Knowledge can be one of the... Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the parda of noor, the curtain of light, he said the curtain of darkness needs one ray of light to tear it apart. But the curtain of light, he said, what will tear this? And by curtain of light, what does he mean? He means the takabbur of the ulama. The kibur of the ulama. I am an alim, I am mufti, I am fulan, I am qari, I am hafiz. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The fastest way into Jahannam is to feel kibur. And kibur can come because of knowledge, it can come because of wealth, it can come because of lineage, it can come because of power and authority. It can come because of physical beauty or whatever else you want. I mean, shaitan has many, many multiple ways of fooling us. So please differentiate these two things. Pride in achievement leads to confidence. And what must we do to save ourselves from arrogance? How you have pride, but pride can be converted into arrogance, because that's where it begins. How can you prevent pride from converting into arrogance? By doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ascribing it to where it belongs. Alhamdulillah, I made effort, but this is minallahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to make effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me resources. Allah gave me teachers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, you know, the life experiences. And then he gave me the understanding to extract lessons from this. That brings down the issue of arrogance. So, what am I supposed to feel arrogant about? Pride, yes, alhamdulillah. But when you say alhamdulillah, this is safety from arrogance. and to make tawbah for this. I say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, please save me from kibr. So pride, which leads to confidence, is good. Alhamdulillah, we must have this. And to prevent it from converting into arrogance is to say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Is to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This prevents that pride from converting into arrogance instead of being the foundation of confidence. This is the separation between the two things, the differentiation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be confident as Muslims, to be confident as people, and to help others by giving them and sharing with them what Allah gave us, but Allah did not give them. Allah gave them something, He gave us something else. Alhamdulillah, we share that with them, and by that we learn from them, so we also take from them. This is what is intended. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that and to save us from all forms of arrogance. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.